Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
If you have your copy of God's Word, if you turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 2, we're going to look at the entire chapter, 12 verses here. We'll be spending most of our time on the first two, but Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And when you get there, if you're able to stand, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning? Psalm chapter 2, starting with verse 1. And here the Bible says, "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." Heavenly Father, we thank You once again for allowing us to be able to read Your Scripture. Thank You, Lord, for this time we've already had together, Lord. The good spirit we can feel here this morning, Lord, we just want to praise You for it. God, help us now for just a few minutes to be able to expound on this text, and Lord, that You'll be exalted in it. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen. You can be seated. Why do the heathen rage? That's what we've titled the message today from our text. And our text this morning was, of course, inspired by God, as is all the Bible inspired by God. There's not a mistake or an accident. It's not something that man's made up, but God is the author of the Bible. He used human penmen. Now, it's believed the human penmen in this case would have been King David. David there, of course, being one of the greatest kings of all of Israel. And this psalm describes the awful wickedness in men's hearts, how they've allowed themselves to be controlled by Satan. And even though this psalm was written nearly 3,000 years ago, it is still just as fresh today as it's ever been. In fact, as I read through this, I can't help but get a picture of the way that we live today in this country, the things that are going on today, and we'll be talking about a few of those things that are happening currently that you find in the news. But David is describing a time in which he lived in. And it was a very wicked time. The city of Jerusalem had become overrun by Jebusites. They had been allowed to come and dwell among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, even though God told them not to do that. Now, the Benjamites were actually the ones that were in charge of the city. They should have been the ones to take control and take order, but they had allowed these Jebusites to come in, and there was more and more of them infiltrating the city. In fact, it had gotten so bad, the Jebusites were referring to Jerusalem as their city, so the city of the Jebusites. Well, God had warned the Israelites over and over throughout all the years, don't dwell with the heathen nations. He did not want them mixing and mingling. Don't dwell with them. And so these heathen, that's who we're talking about, these would have been anybody outside of the Israelites, the Jewish race. It would have been anybody. It would have been us in that day. Gentiles is who it's referring to. It actually means a foreign nation is what that word means. A heathen means a foreign nation. It's also referred to as troops of animals is called a heathens. Well, there's no wonder that the Jews referred to Gentiles as dogs because that's the way they saw them. But they had allowed this to go on there in their city. Now, as soon as David took over as official king of Israel, he came in and he took charge here in Jerusalem. And it's believed that it's about that time it started being referred to as the city of David, as we all refer to it as now. And so verse 1 said, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" Well, having heard a little bit about the history here of Jerusalem at the time, and as David, we believe, is writing from this time point, I want us to try to apply this text to us today. You know, the people's always going about, you need to make the Bible relevant to people. Listen, the Bible is relevant. It doesn't matter where you read from it. It's relevant to us because God is trying to tell us something in His Word. And so everything we find in here, we can see happening today. And you can take an Old Testament passage of Scripture. And listen, I believe in preaching out of the New Testament more than anything about the grace of the Lord Jesus and the salvation. But listen, these truths that we find in the Old Testament are very important for us today. Now, there's some modern day preaching and teaching today that says we need to do away with the Old Testament. In fact, you'll find one of the largest congregations and a pastor that is over a large congregation of people that has told them that they need to separate themselves from the Old Testament and dwell on the New. Well, listen, friends, we need to see what God has to say, and it's important to us. Now, today, this word heathen, we would refer to anybody that's not a Christian. And while they refer to anybody outside the Jewish race, today we would refer to someone that was not saved or somebody that was not a Christian as a heathen. Well, this word rage right here, it means a tumult, a great commotion. It's a conspire to cause it's a plot that's behind this. And it's much more than just simple anger or somebody having a bad temper. It's a deep-seated hatred that they have going on here, this rage right here. You may know, you'll see when something happens out on the road, like somebody gets upset with somebody else. Maybe they're riding too close to them, and you'll hear the word road rage mentioned. That rage is a deep-seated anger and hatred down in your heart, and it causes people to do things they wouldn't normally do. There's been some level-headed people that once they got on the road and got angered, that rage come up in them, and they did things that they wish they'd never done before. I know a man that lives in this community that was involved in the road rage incident where he ended up with the police in his yard and having a shootout. The man was arrested for road rage and, of course, trying to shoot at officers. And so this was out of character for him. It was a deep-seated rage that's down inside. And rage, that word is reserved for the worst of the worst. And if you keep up with the news headlines today, it's simple to see that this world is, in fact, raging. I mean, the world is raging. All the things, men's imaginations are vain today. They're wicked and they're evil, just as they've always been. But it seems today, more than ever, men's imaginations are so dark and wicked and evil. They've taken everything that's good, everything that's pure, everything that's holy, and they perverted it. They've turned it into something that it is not. And listen, friends, the world hates what we're doing right now. They hate Christians. They hate churches. They hate anything that symbolizes Christ or God, and they hate all that. Well, listen, there's a reason for it. They have a deep-seated hatred down in their heart. On January 22nd of this year, 2019, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, I'm sure everybody's seen this in the news, he signed what's called the Reproductive Health Act for New York. What this is a fancy name that's been given to the wholesale murder of babies inside a mother's womb is what that is. Now, listen, you know me, I believe in plain talk. And that may offend some people when you hear plain talk, but the world is trying to change words today and phrases to downplay them. And so instead of calling things for what they really are, they use another term in its place to make it sound softer. And so instead of murder, they want to call it abortion. Or women's health care and such. And so they try to downplay the terms to make it sound easier. Well, I don't believe in doing that. This new law that's been put into place, what this means, it's legal to abort babies up to the day of their birth. I'm talking carrying a baby in the womb for 9 months and the day before they're born to murder that baby. And there was some doctors that said if that baby survived this, even though it was born, he would find a way to murder that baby, even though it was outside the womb. Now, this is what's going on today. This is the raging of the heathen today. As soon as he signed that bill, and you can go home and you can pull this up on the internet and watch this. As soon as he signed that bill, that room was filled with hundreds of people that stood up and applauded and gave a standing ovation for murdering little babies in a mother's womb. In fact, as he was signing the bill, there was three women placed around him. This was on purpose. Three women that were right there with him. They had the biggest smiles on their face. Do you know the camera panned the crowd and there was people crying? Not because they were brokenhearted. They were rejoicing in the taking of a baby's life. That is what's raging in this country today. with such little regard for human life, it's no surprise that it isn't just about babies. They don't want to just murder babies, but they want to murder old people as well. Now, this is going to be rough. And listen, friends, I understand this. But these are things that must be spoken about today. There'll be a day when I will not be allowed to do this. You know that, don't you? There'll be a day in this country when they will censor this type of preaching and call it hate speech. I'm sure they already are. But with little regard for human life, there's no surprise that we're now seeing the lack of compassion for those that are considered elderly. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in 2002, the first country that made it legal for doctors to assist someone to put them to death was the Netherlands. And what it is, it's a law that was passed that doctors would not be censored or put up on charges of murder if they put someone to death, if that person wants to die. And so it could be for any reason. If that person, they believe in their right mind and they request to die, the doctor can assist them in suicide so that they can take their own life. And it's legal. In 2017, in the Netherlands, there were 6,585 people euthanized by doctors. Now, if you've been keeping up with the news, one of those people that was euthanized, and that's another one of those words that they've made a different word from what it is. We'll just call it murder because that's what this is. And so in one of those cases, there was a 74-year-old woman. She was suffering from dementia. Now, we've all had to deal with that. If you've ever been around someone with dementia, it's heartbreaking. And I know it's debilitating. And, you know, some people say, well, I'd rather be dead. Well, listen, this woman, she did not ask them to kill her. It was done against her will. So the doctor comes in with the family, tries to give her a cup of coffee that's mixed with something that would take her life. She refused it. So then he requested the family to hold her down while he puts a drip into her arm so he can drip the chemical into her to kill her. And so this was also against her will. She tried to prevent them from doing this. And so it was against this lady's will that she be put to death. The doctor was able finally to murder this woman there in the presence of the family. Well, this is the first doctor in the Netherlands that's been brought up now. He's being brought up on charges for this. It's doubtful whether or not they'll stick because of the law. But there are now 7 countries that allow what they call euthanasia, murder of people. First is the Netherlands. Second, Switzerland. Third, Luxembourg. 4, France. 5, Colombia. 6, Canada. Would anybody like to take a guess at what number 7 is? The United States of America. Did you know 6 states in our country allows doctor-assisted suicide? 6 states. It began in Colorado, then Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, Missouri, and the District of Columbia also allows physician-assisted suicide. California is right now fighting tooth and nail to also be included in this list to put people to death and doctors not be charged. And the heathen continue to rage. They continue. Listen, they don't only want to kill babies. They don't only want to kill elderly people. They also want to take the lives of anybody that they declare unfit. Somebody physically disabled or mentally disabled. They're not productive to society. And so therefore, they're not needed in this world. And so now there's people trying to pass laws that we're going to allow to put someone to death that is not a desirable. So instead of helping these people, people with muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, Down syndrome, some outward appearance that is considered a defect or some problem, then they feel that that person should be put down.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.